Victim, written by Helen Durant and read by Lucy Fish.
Prologue. 3 years ago. Alice Brough put the birth certificate on the table, smoothed it out and began to read, devouring every word. She'd spent long hours searching for this, and now she'd found it. Her proof. Her twin brother was real. Not imaginary, like she'd been told so many times. They seemed to think she'd made him up. "She needs other children to play with," her Aunt Hetty would say. She said this all the time. "It's no wonder she makes up fairy tales." Well, this would show them. All the details on the certificate checked out. He had been born on the same date as her, 15 years ago, to Julia and Alexander Brough, her parents. They named him Alfie. Alice and Alfie. Twins. So why the denial? Well, there'd be no more uncertainty. She knew the truth now. Alice smiled. At last, the heavy burden of years of doubting had been swept away, and her heart was lightened. She had a brother. His name was Alfie. He was no fairy tale, but flesh and blood like her. All she had to do now was find him. But first, she wanted an explanation, and that could only come from her father. Apart from him, what little family she'd had were gone. Aunt Hetty was in a home, slowly dying of dementia, and her mother... Alice couldn't remember what had happened to her, but she was long gone and hadn't been mentioned in years. Alice picked up the document and went to find her father. He was in the back garden, pruning his roses. Alice called to him from the French doors, waving the document at him. "Look! Come and see! Now you can stop telling me I'm mad!" For years, her questions about her brother had been dismissed as the ramblings of a lonely child. But Alice wasn't lonely. She clearly remembered Alfie, a real boy, flesh and blood, not some imaginary playmate. They'd played together in this garden, in this very house. Well, her father would have to come clean now. There was no denying the evidence in her hand. Her father, Alex Brough, a tall man in his 40s, with a shock of prematurely grey hair, looked at Alice. What was he thinking? What was he remembering? "Later, Alice. I've got to do this before it gets dark."
"No, speak to me now. What do you know, Dad? What happened to little Alfie? What won't you tell me? Why?"
He swore under his breath and wiped his forehead with an earth-stained hand, leaving smudges of dirt on his face.
"He's not real, Alice. Alfie is in your imagination. I've told you."
"He is real, Dad. Look, here's his birth certificate."
She held it up.
"You're mistaken. That will be for someone else."
He looked at her, his expression exasperated.
"I don't know what you want from me, Alice. I can't help you."
She almost stamped her foot.
"The truth, Dad! That's all I want! Why all the pretense? What are you hiding?"
"Nothing. This has become an obsession, Alice.
You must let it drop before it takes you over."
It was pointless arguing with him. Despite the proof in her hand, he was giving her the same old story.
"What about my mother then? What happened to her?"
"She left us a long time ago. I've told you that too."
Another lie.
"Her mother would never leave her." "Did she take Alfie?"
"No. How many times do I have to say it? There is no Alfie. Never was."
"Let it go, Alice. You'll make yourself ill." Alice remembered her brother. She remembered the holiday they'd had on the south coast with Aunt Hetty that last summer. It had been real.
"I'm begging you, Alice. Accept that there is no Alfie and move on."
The problem was, Alice was not the accepting type.